Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, providing you with your daily financial services news. Wrap this Monday, April 14th, 2025. In global news that's impacting us locally, the escalated trade war between the United States and China is sending ripples in global markets. Notably, we've seen a significant drop of $50 billion in the Australian Stock Exchange since the U.S. imposed a hefty 125% tariff on Chinese goods. China has reciprocated with levies on U.S. imports. These aggressive trade measures have sparked unanticipated volatility across markets and challenge investors to diversify their portfolios to manage the increasing risk. This is a sage advice from DeVere Group CEO Nigel Green. Switching to superannuation news. The Super Members Council, or SMC, is lobbying to expand the scope of Australia's Fair Entitlements Guarantee Scheme, known as FEG, to cover unpaid superannuation guarantee contributions. Presently, the FEG scheme provides for unpaid wages and leave entitlements when a company becomes insolvent, but does not cover superannuation. Unpaid super affects 2.8 million workers annually, with an average loss of $1,800 per affected individual. So this development is crucial for protecting our hard-earned super. In a related move, Australia's financial watchdog, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has secured a significant legal victory with the federal court appointing liquidators to oversee the liquidation of the First Guardian Master Fund. Concerns over management practices and protecting investor rights prompted ASIC's action, signifying its strong stand on maintaining financial integrity. Lastly, on the insurance forefront, we learn about job restructuring from the leading insurer, Suncorp. Suncorp plans to cut jobs and offshore some functions in its motor claims assessing team to improve efficiency. While there are reservations from the finance sector union pointing to job security, Suncorp assures the offer of redeploying affected employees within the company. That wraps up our daily financial services news for Monday, April 14th, 2025. Stay informed and stay safe. For more news and services on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for tuning in.